You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with new white Oxydol. It gives you the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Yes, now Oxydol is the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Just try it once. That's all it takes to wash your clothes whiter than you ever believed possible. Yes, the first week you use new white Oxydol, you'll put away sheets and towels and shirts that are astonishingly whiter. So white, you're sure to say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. With new white Oxydol, it actually gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Why, even if it rains pitchforks on wash day and you have to dry your wash inside, you'll still get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. And that whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxydol. New Oxydol is truly safe for washable colors, too. When you wash your youngsters' blue jeans, they'll come out brighter than you ever dreamed they could. Even less dirty colored clothes, your ruffled sunsuits and summer cottons, fairly sparkle. So try new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, a couple of years ago, a young man came to make his home with Ma. His name, of course, was Joseph. And in the months that followed, he came almost to take the place in Ma's life of her own son, John, who was killed overseas during the war. For the most part, he's been rather shy and retiring. But now, suddenly, Joseph seems to have come into his own, thanks to Miss Ann Morrison, the very attractive and quite famous photographer who's come to take pictures of Rushville Center for a national magazine. There's been some gossip around town about the two of them, none of which is true, of course. Well, right now, it's 5:45 in the morning. Joseph has invited Miss Morrison to see the town aboard his milk wagon. Listen.
It was nice of you, Joseph, to think to bring along the thermos of coffee. It was really a lifesaver.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you might like it. Does get kind of nippy these mornings. Well, we better get started, I guess.
Joseph.
What?
Wait. Wait a minute, will you?
Oh, look, I've got my route to finish. Most of my calls to make yet.
I know. I've thrown you all off schedule. Just the same, I would appreciate it if you'd wait just a minute before you take up those reins and say get up. I'm sure Chester won't mind. I suppose it was wicked of me to say what I did a minute ago.
Everyone's entitled to his own opinion.
But I didn't say it flippantly. Believe me, won't you?
Never heard anything so crazy in all my life. I'm not guilty because my wife died.
I didn't say that. I meant you felt responsible for your wife's death.
Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, no. No, it isn't, Joseph.
Star died of TB, a form of TB. We did everything we could to save her.
I don't doubt it.
She was never very strong. She was going to have a baby. Oh, what do you want anyway, prying and probing? Why can't you leave well enough alone? Never heard anything so crazy in all my life. I loved Star. You don't know anything about it.
That's true. I don't.
Well, then what are you talking about? Come on, boy, get up. Get out of here. Come on. It's crazy. Star never had a chance.
Did you love her, Joseph?
Yes, sure, I loved her. Of course I did. She was my wife, wasn't she?
Joseph, a lot of people get married. Our husbands and wives are very devoted. And yet, when it comes to loving, I mean real love, the way you'd want it. Oh, Joseph, you deserve to be in love.
Well, it was that way with Star and me.
Joseph, please stop the wagon, won't you?
Why?
Your customers have waited this long. Another few minutes won't make too much difference. Please.
Well. Oh, Chester, oh boy. Oh, easy now.
Joseph, I wasn't being facetious or trying to get a rise out of you when I said you felt responsible for your wife's death and afraid of women. I've done and said a lot of things in my lifetime on the spur of the moment, but that wasn't one of them.
Oh, well.
I've been so curious about you, Joseph. At first, I was just intrigued. A good-looking young man, a certain amount of charm, it was fun. And then I began to wonder, why? What's he afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Aren't you? Why does he bury himself here? He must have ambition. He wanted to be a minister once. Why does he refuse to talk about himself? What's the cross he's bearing? And then the other night when we went for our walk along the river, that was a wonderful evening. I loved it. You told me why you were afraid. You called yourself a failure. You think you failed your wife. You said she wanted pretty things and you couldn't give them to her. You think she wanted to die, don't you?
No. Star never wanted to die. She wanted to live. She loved life. She... Oh, what do you want of me anyway? Come on, boy. Get up. We got work to do. Craziest thing I ever heard. I didn't love Star. We were mixed up, that's all. Oh, you're right. She was lost. We were both lost. Lost sheep. She was young, pretty. I'd never known anyone like her before. She was cute and gay. Everything I wasn't. I was tired of being made a fool of, being alone. We were both alone. I'd come here to preach. I had a mission in life. Her father brought me here. Joseph, the great young preacher. We're going to have a great place out in the country, Pleasant Haven. It was a vision of mine. A place where people could come and find peace and comfort. To me, it was a vision. Joseph's Pleasant Haven. To him, Star's father, it was an idea. A way to make money. People came running to hear me, my pearls of wisdom. Her father stood out in the back room, took their money, their life savings. I was the come on, do you understand that? I preached and he took their money. When he had enough, he beat it, leaving me and Star. We were a couple of scared kids, both of us, hanging on to each other. I was going to be a minister. Square myself with my conscience, with the world, with my God. Wasn't in the cards, any of it. Oh, we went to Fort William, lived in a Quonset hut. Star wanted silks and satins and a fine home. Killed her, those steel walls. Like living in a jail. She was like a child, just a touch of piece of silk, rub her cheek against fur, smell some fine perfume. Oh, it was wonderful for me. I was in seventh heaven studying, doing the things I wanted to. Star just couldn't take it, though. She dreamed of nice things. She wanted to escape, too. She ran away. New York, the bright lights. Got a job in a nightclub.
Was she an entertainer, Joseph?
Oh, no, nothing professional. Cigarette girl or something. I had to go to New York and find her. Bring her back. We tried to start over, but on what? I'll never forget the night she told me. Sick, coughing. She said she said she was going to have a baby.
Joseph,
And you want to know why I never think of the past or dream.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you're right. Probably should all have been said a long time ago.
Well...
Oh, you're right. I have felt guilty about it. Maybe if I hadn't got so engrossed in my studies, I was studying for the ministry, you know. Given Star a few of the things she wanted out of life, she might have stayed here and... Oh, well. Oh, I didn't realize we stopped moving.
What? Oh, I saw we have. I didn't realize it either.
Good old Chester keeps his mind on the job even if I don't. Well, that's the Fitz house there, Evie and Willie. I hope they're not awake yet. Be wondering what's happened to me. Usually just stop long enough to bring the milk in and then out again. I won't be a minute.
Joseph.
Yeah? What?
I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Oh, that's all right.
I wouldn't hurt you for the world. I like you very much.
Well, I... Anne.
Oh, my dear. You're so sweet. So very sweet.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
When you see that new Oxydol white in your wash, you'll realize your clothes are whiter than ever before. New White Oxydol is the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxydol history. Just notice how white this new Oxydol is. But better still, notice how white it washes your clothes. You're sure to say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. It's white. The whitest Oxydol wash you've ever seen. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Even when you dry your clothes inside, that dazzling new whiteness is there. And it stays in your wash for the life of your clothes. As long as you use new white Oxydol. It's truly safe for washable colors, too. In fact, they come out even brighter. Now, your dealer has new white Oxydol now. So get some today. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap. For a whiter, whiter wash. Well, they say that confession is good for the soul. And today, Joseph really did bare his soul to Anne Morrison, didn't he? And we'll learn tomorrow that, unknown to them, they had an audience for their very emotional scene. An audience that saw, but unfortunately didn't hear what happened. But now this is Charlie Warren, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's...